Rock 107. I was waiting for the bumper. Like, here we got time. Rock 107 WIRX. It's our laugh track. Hold on, we got to talk about Dave and his brand new holiday sweater.
Yeah, look at that!
It's my new holiday sweater. I needed two because I've been wearing the Plan B morning show ugly sweater sweatshirt.
I appreciate your support on that.
Of people saying, "Are you wearing that again?" Every time somebody came in here, like, "I've been to your building three times in the last few weeks, and every
it's
time
a nice
I'm wearing
sweater.
That."
It's a nice sweatshirt.
I don't wear sweatshirts to work, but that one allows me to because you two gentlemen are so, so handsome.
Well, we appreciate
my
it,
little
Dave.
Boys.
Yeah. I had a lady last night go, "Is that your face on your sweater?" I said, "Yes, it is."
That it is.
Did she get them all away last night?
Yesterday. Thank you, Auto Body, for sure.
You said they went quick.
They went about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's come on.
Right.
That's because Hunter was out there. If I'm out there, they're gone in like 10.
You think about it, an auto body shop, you know, people are coming out. That's good.
That's
how good looking you two young men are.
Buddy.
You
know? I feel sarcasm in that sentence.
A little bit. Because I'm laying it on thick.
We're going to be out tomorrow, though. Starlight Custom. Customs from 11 to 1. Another chance to get those. But again, it's first come, first serve.
Yeah.
We're not like, oh, no, come every minute. No. First 20 through the door. Get that. Once they're gone, they're gone. We are giving away a radio as well.
Yeah.
But those sweatshirts are...
And definitely get there early because we have a limited amount of extra larges, mediums, larges. So the sizes go quick. So later on, like... The bigger guys came. They're like, "Oh, you only got mediums left." I'm like, "Well, dude, you got to get
here. Some weight."
Right?
Yeah, you fatty.
Motivation. It's motivation for you. If you want me on your chest, you're going to have to slim it up.
It's like your New Year's resolution.
I tell you what,
though.
It'll
remind you constantly.
What a story of redemption and glory for us. If some guy comes and he says, "Because of Brock and Hunter, I lost 350 pounds.
And I can fit in that sweater.
And I can fit in that." Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be.
We
should find one listener willing to take that challenge.
Just to fit into that ugly.
You guys can take the picture with him in the shirt.
Right, at first.
You know, at first.
Our faces are just stretched out.
It's the whole, fat man in a little coat.
Yes. Now I can picture like our faces all stretched out like warped.
Suddenly, warped is the way to put it.
Warped, yes. Well, that's a very nice to describe it for the listeners. It is Santa Claus, or as the Germans say, Santa Claus, on a shark holding a trident.
Absolutely. This is my special ugly sweater.
Where do you get something like that?
That's China.
China.
It's very finely woven by the children of China.
I tell you what, they did a hell of a job. Their tiny little fingers can make nice, tight sweaters.
Hopefully one day our country can get back to those values.
Please.
Got to put kids to work, man.
That's right.
They're lazy these days.
School's a waste of time.
Right to work.
Math.
Factories.
Math.
Where'd math ever get me? Nowhere. That's where.
So, but thank you. I'm proud of my my other ugly Christmas sweater.
I know
it's the other because I couldn't wear the other one every day.
You got to have a wash day sweater. So when you're washing the ugly Christmas sweater, the Plan B ugly Christmas sweater, you need one to wear.
That's right. I'm
that's why
take a bath tonight in the ugly sweatshirt and get that nice.
That's why you go to the remote, get one, and then buy one so you have an extra one.
You got an extra
kind of rotate.
We do have some to buy if people are not finding the size of their
liking. If you don't feel lucky, you don't want to leave it to chance, come buy one. Yeah. What are they, $20?
$32. It's a deal, because this sweater cost me $55.
And our face is on it, for God's sakes.
I know. And if you love them, you'll love it. If you hate them, you'll love it.
Yeah, I'd buy it and burn it. I don't care.
It's that bad.
Well, you can draw on it.
Yeah.
You know, just change you guys' face, give you some different looks.
Things coming at the face.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, no. No, not that.
Hey.
What? No,
this is
I meant a family show. I meant a spaceship.
Family show, remember.
I meant like a spaceship
remember.
Or a piece of cheese.
Family show.
Too far, Brock, too far.
I ruined it.
I ruined Christmas. You always ruin Christmas.
All right, speaking of ruining things, we're going to talk about your craziest holiday company parties.
Yeah.
I don't know, we may have to
I got to send an email today because we have our first of the client Christmas parties. And last year, somebody lost their job after
us, right.
If you remember.
You know what? We're going to
tell. Rule number one, don't leave with the actual contents of alcohol in your hand and then drive. That's not smart. I don't know if you've ever seen the PSAs out there that say don't drink and drive. Don't even leave a party.
Yeah, exactly. And,
with a full glass.
Full glass and a steak knife.
And then go to work. And then go to work.
All right, we're going to share our holiday company parties, horror stories, awesome stories here in just a bit.
Everything
stick around.
That rocks.
Good morning. 7:40 and 24. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning.
Today there is snow pretty much all over the place. We got an inch, near 4 inches close to Van Buren County.
It's snow.
Yeah, it's snow. What do you think it was?
Cocaine.
I got really excited for a second. There's so much cocaine. God, that is getting covered. Is it still snowing right now?
I don't think it's snowing right now, but it's slick. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You're slick.
Yeah.
What?
All right, when you're driving, you know, drive slow. But don't go 15 miles an hour on Napier, because you're just a hazard.
You're just a hazard.
You know, I'm driving here. I'm wondering, like, God, is there an accident up there? No, it's somebody driving 15 miles an hour. You know what? You're a hazard. Turn around. Go home. Nobody wants you on the road.
Nobody likes you. Nobody wants you.
No, do everybody else. Just jerk the wheel into a ditch.
Jesus you know? Christ.
15 miles an hour. Give me a break, dude.
There's two lanes. You can go around them, Hunter.
No. Of course, the person next to him was going 17 miles an hour.
Just that's
next
little,
to each other.
Little elephant race. All right. Well, Eric, calm down. I'm going to calm me down because we're going to talk about holiday company parties. Okay. Just step off the ledge there.
Gotta eat that guy.
That's so funny, man. That's so funny. We are talking about holiday parties. At this time of year, companies are always throwing holiday parties.
Yeah.
And some crazy stuff can go down.
There's always booze involved.
Yeah. Everyone drinks like it's Armageddon, and
the party gradually gets louder.
They forget that they're with colleagues. Mm-hmm. You know, you see people cut loose. Most people you wouldn't expect doing that kind of cut loose. You're like, whoa.
It's always the really conservative one at the office.
Yep. Yeah,
they can have like two drinks, and
they just go ham on it, man. It's crazy. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, crazy holiday company parties. We're going to talk about that today. If you got a crazy story, let us know. Again, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're going to save yours. Yours is funny. I'm going to tell you mine.
Yeah.
So this is when I was much younger. When I was interning in Chicago, and it was the holiday party, also the farewell to the interns for that go around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did it. The first semester of the school year, right? So it was through school that I was an internship for two radio stations in downtown Chicago.
You slept with an intern, didn't you?
I slept with two of them.
I knew it.
It's it was fantastic. All right, so I got my award for the prettiest intern. Yes, they gave me prettiest. Intern. I had this long sweeping blonde hair. I looked like a guy from Cali. I'm not gonna lie. It was pretty douchey. I was pretty douchey.
You had the Bieber haircut.
I did.
Oh my
I
God.
Had it before Bieber was. He was in diapers when I got this. And so you know, I did the old hair flip all the time. But anyway, so we had the intern party along with the rest of the company party. And so they did the thanks interns, farewell to the interns for the semester, whatever. And then later. Later on that night, it started in the bathroom at the place we were at. And when we stepped out of the bathroom, it was just a line of colleagues. And I was like,
The walk of shame?
Yeah.
They set up the walk of shame?
Pretty much. But it was like one of those things where everyone started saying, oh, Brock's in there, right? So-and-so's in there. And, of course, everyone just smug. And I was just like, luckily, I was an intern and I was leaving. So what are they going to do, fire me?
Right.
So that was my crazy holiday party story. It was awesome.
Were they pissed off at you?
No, everyone was just, it was like seconds away from the slow clap.
All right. Yeah.
So that's my crazy one. It worked out well for me. I didn't lose my job. I kind of gained some street cred, and I'll never forget. I'll be an old man, and I'm going to be telling that story to my grandkids. Be like, dude, you'll never believe.
Well, and you got laid.
Yeah, and I got laid.
Yeah.
Twice.
Twice.
So right, that's
Merry
mine.
Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to me.
You know what you got that year? Coal. That's what you got.
And a shot of penicillin, believe it or not. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll hear Hunter's and yours when we come back. Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Ooh, Skip.
Oh, Skip. Come on now, Skip.
Oh, Skip.
Talking about holiday parties, company holiday parties, which seem to just get out of hand in the most glorious way. Okay, so mine, Mine is a moment of glory, something I will never be able to do again. Got to hook up with two of my fellow intern ladies while I was an intern down in Chicago. It was amazing. It was at my prime. I had beautiful flowing blonde hair.
And he pulled it off with a Justin Bieber haircut.
I did.
Can't believe it.
God, man, chicks love the long hair. Yeah. Again, I couldn't do it now because they'd be like, you have Justin Bieber. No, that was what, 11 years ago now?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, no longer than that. That was like 12 years ago. How old is Justin Bieber? That he was probably like 8.
Don't try to make an excuse. You know what, Hunter? Terrible haircut.
I had the Bieber hair. It was Brock hair. You know what? No, Bieber had Brock hair. Don't you forget it.
I bet.
That's the worst sentence I've ever said in my life. All right, let's tell yours because yours is pretty epic, and it was like the first year you worked here.
Yeah,
right?
The very, very, very first year. Long time ago. Sit down. I got a story for you. Just imagine a 6-foot blonde from Kalamazoo that I just started dating 2 weeks before. She's a good time. She's a fun
girl.
Why
would you bring her to the holiday party after only 2 weeks? That's asking for trouble.
I know. And I thought it'd be a good idea to take her to my parents' house beforehand, and we're going to have some booze before we go to the old company party. We're going to have a couple cups of Captain Morgan Brock. Yes. Not the 70 proof, the 100 proof.
The good stuff.
The good stuff, yeah.
The kind grandma used to drink.
She's wearing a beautiful, beautiful black dress. No leggings. Just a dress that goes down just short of her knees. Just short of her knees.
Okay, so
we're getting there. We're a little buzzed up. You know, we're dancing. This is like even my boss is here, you know? It's my first year working here. It's the big guys, too. And they're all hanging out. It's 1, 2, 3. Right in a row, top to bottom.
Yep.
1, 2, 3. And we're dancing out on the dance floor. And this is early. This is like hors d'oeuvres, you know? And so we're dancing out on the floor. And she keeps doing this spin. You know, when she's dancing, I told you she's wearing a dress.
Yeah, yeah.
So every time she spins, her dress goes up, you know?
Not a little bit, Brock.
The full view.
So what's that called? Inertia that causes that trend?
Inertia something. I love it, though. Not when I'm bringing her to the company party, though, in my very first year of radio. So the top three bosses, I'm just kind of looking over at them. I'm not dancing with her, mind you. I'm over sitting down like, oh, my God, I hope nobody knows that I brought this girl. And so she keeps doing it, man. She keeps doing it.
She knew
like,
what she was doing.
All of the ladies that I worked with are like looking at me like, say something. Yeah. You know? Like, what are you doing? Like,
who's that slut you brought?
Right. She keeps doing it, and the top three guys, you know, are over in the corner watching it, just loving it. I'm not going to say any names, man, but loving it. And they're having a great time. So I go over, I like apologize to them, you know, like, hey, guys, you know, I'm sorry. She's a little buzzed up. And they were like, no. I know the ladies are saying to stop, quit, have her stop doing it, but keep doing it.
Keep it going. All right. Here, we'll give you another drink ticket. Go get her another shot.
And so, long story short, I had to get her out of there, and we went back to my parents' house, and that's when the fun happened.
Yeah, where you watched a Christmas story.
Exactly. Held hands. And
read the Bible. If anybody wants to know, Hunter has had a job here for 10 years, it is because of that very first holiday party.